Start your day connecting faith to life with Faith Radio Mornings.
Good morning. It's 4 minutes after the hour. Bill Arnold here, and I have to say that here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, it is quite sunny out, and I got to say the weather is on the attractive side. Very, very lovely. And I hope you are dealing with the same thing today, because it is springtime, and it is a morning show, and right now it feels like a morning show, because it's actually starting to get light as I'm driving over here at 5:15 or so. And I think, well, the sun is coming up and it's kind of nice. So we got a great hour coming up here. You know, the whole idea of suffering, because we all do it, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. It certainly raises the question, where is God in all of this? And what about if you live with chronic suffering and just difficult issues, kind of like Paul with the thorn in his side? We never really knew what that was. We never found out. So it's open to all kinds of interpretations, but we all might have a thorn in our side. And in Ecclesiastes, in chapter 7, verse 14, it says, "In the day of prosperity, be happy. But in the day of adversity, consider God has made the one as well as the other, so that man may not discover anything that will be after him." So God has... God was a mind outside this world that created this world. And so we're not going to know everything, but we're going to, as children, trust him that he's loving and he cares and he always has our best interest at heart. But adversity can come in. It can make life difficult, human physical suffering. And coming up, we're going to talk to my friend Dr. Mark, and he deals with that all day long, dealing with people who are in chronic pain. And so it's a testimony of what that is like to listen to people. And sometimes I wonder how much of that is real, how much of that is psychosomatic. There's a big term. I don't even know what that means. I just like using big terms. Because the heart, the mind, the body, the spirit, they all sort of work together, don't they? And if you are a person who has an ongoing amount of pain and you don't know where God is in any of this, you're going to want to listen. Because we're going to bring Mark on in just a minute. And so that is what's on the schedule. If you want to give us a call, or you can email me, bill@myfaithradio.com. You want to share where you get your strength, where you get your hope when you're in the middle of pain and suffering, and it doesn't seem like it's ever going to go away. And you think, uh-oh, what am I going to do? How am I going to live this way? How am I going to make it through today? And if you're that person and you've got hope, please share it with us, because we'd love to be a source of encouragement to all listeners. So again, the number 1-877-933-2484, or you can email me, bill@myfaithradio.com, and we'll look at your questions or your encouragement. And after the break, we're just going to bring Dr. Mark Wheaton on, and we're going to talk to him. Be back in a minute. It's morning. It's your job to make it good, but I'm awfully glad you're listening. And thank you for supporting Faith Radio. I'm always curious about how people are responding to suffering, because we all have it, whether it's emotional or physical. But today we're going to talk about physical suffering. And my previous guest was celebrating the birth of his new daughter, and my guest I have on the studio line right now is celebrating his birthday. Mark, good morning.
Hey, Bill, good morning to you. Don't you just think of this time of year as the state high school tennis tournament and the whole season? It just has that feel in the air.
It does, and I've got that sunburn on my arms, and I'm ready for battle.
Well, it's a great day. Thanks for having me.
All right, I got a birthday present for you. Rebecca, go ahead, play it.
Shazam.
There you go. There's Gomer Pyle saying Shazam.
Bill. Oh, boy. I tell you, I thought about it, though. I'm starting to look at those AARP mailings more seriously.
All right.
And definitely.
Oh, yeah. You're the only... This is how long I've known you, that I can play a Gomer Pyle line and you will like it.
Well, I hate to admit it, but my boys will ask me. But my boys will actually ask me to pull out some DVDs my dad bought me about 8 or 10 years ago and put them on because they like to see it 3 or 4 in a row.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Now, you're a physician that deals with people that are suffering with chronic pain. And I want to ask about what is it? How are people responding to pain? As Christians, you know, how should we respond? What am I learning from it? And, you know, really, what should our response be? Because it's mind, body as well, isn't it? It's both physical, mental, emotional. They all tie together, don't they?
Right, Bill, and it's a very it's a fully unknowable thing, but yet we can delve into that a little bit. I'd like to first address this not from the medical perspective, but from the biblical and theological. The Bible does refer to the body, the soul, and the spirit, and that's three parts to what we are. So we hear in Hebrews 4:12 where it says, "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge thoughts and intentions of the heart." So in this verse, we really see that distinction between human soul and spirit, and then the joints and the marrow, which would be the body. Now, some of the biblical teachers or theologians would argue that the soul and the spirit are the same thing and aren't divisible, but we'll leave that for them.
Okay.
But from the medical viewpoint, it's well accepted that there's an interaction between mind, body, and spirit. I mean, sometimes you see panelists on talk shows or don't go to Dr. Oz much, but, you know, there's different people that will bring up those topics and discuss them in great depth. And I think we can go as far as say that our health depends on the proper functioning of all three. So a person's well-being depends on having a healthy mind, body, and spirit. And I think, Bill, the point's not that a healthy mind and spirit prevents physical illness or that a healthy body makes us a sound in mind and spirit, but I would say that each aspect of a person impacts the whole. But being that this is a Christian show, I will say that we as Christians are spiritually healed when we come to Christ. Knowing that we are at peace with God and have eternal life gives us a different perspective on physical and personal trials. And I think a lot of us are familiar with James 1:2-4, which is a great comforting passage, which says, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." So we just see here that joy is a result of trials because that is how our faith is tested and endurance is produced. So I think those are some thoughts on how the body interacts with mind, body, and spirit.
I like it. I like it. So, you know, as we think about suffering, there's going to be a whole wide range of responses. There's some people that are going to find their suffering to be crushing them, and others are going to be taking it very differently. And it really is going to be largely in part based on what's inside us as far as the power that Christ gives us. Is that true, or did I just make that up?
Well, I think you're asking how do people view suffering? Why is it so different?
And yeah, exactly. That's the question.
Yeah, and so people deal with pain in vastly different ways. I mean, I have a clinic where it's called Lakeside Sports and Pain Clinic. So people walk in and with pain, or in some cases they say, "Doctor, we know I'm after that injection, I'm walking out of here with more pain." But that being the case, some people really become undone with any sort of problem they have. It would seem minor to the average person, but others handle great pain and suffering with grace. You know, there's a lot that goes into that. There's cultural background. There's something your pediatrician might have done to you and held you down with three assistants to give you a shot mm-hmm. when you were just a baby. Mm-hmm. And those things are hard to overcome, but yeah, so there's just such a wide range of how people deal with pain. Some people breathe and deeply, but when it comes to chronic pain, now you're talking about something that you can't just step away from. Everyone can handle a sprained ankle and it gets better, but boy, when it comes to chronic pain, it becomes a lot more of an in-depth thing. The Bible has a lot to talk about that.
Yeah,
a lot to say about that.
We certainly suffer because we live in a fallen world where sin reigns in the hearts of men, and we've got a problem right there. We're going to take a break, Mark, but we come back more about suffering and how we deal with it and the strength that we have in us because of Christ and what Christ has done for us to give us the hope to move on through the day and deal with it in a better way. It is 15 minutes after the hour. We'll be back in just a minute. Good morning. We're talking about pain and suffering this morning, and hopefully you're not experiencing that listening to my show. Hopefully not. Anyway, I'm talking to Dr. Mark Wheaton. He's got a pain clinic in Wayzata. And we're, Mark, I'm curious, when you wake up in pain, what is God trusting us with in situations like this? I mean, you sprain an ankle, you can get over that. But if you wake up in chronic pain and you're doing that day after day, I'm thinking, okay, God is putting something in our life. He's asking us to endure something. So there's some kind of, he's trusting us with something.
Right, yeah, so the Bible does speak a lot about that, even more than physical suffering, which certainly is woven into the Bible. I mean, you look at Job, for example. You know, in James 5, it refers to Job. It talks about being patient, and we count those blessed who endured. And so we hear about the endurance of Job. Now, he had horrible physical suffering and all the other types of suffering that goes with that. And I think since most of the New Testament talks about suffering that isn't physical, it talks about suffering and persecution for the cause of Christ, for living out our faith. And so when you combine chronic pain, which is quite physical, and then it transforms into, well, what is God teaching me through this? This might be a little different than thinking about, well, I've been persecuted for my faith.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer that portion of your question, I think God is trying to really teach us more about Him through our suffering to become more Christ-like. I'm thinking of in Romans 5, it talks about we exalt in our tribulations, and of course, we don't enjoy the tribulation. Just like in Hebrews 12, talks about discipline or anything you want to call it, whether it's a physical trial or any other thing that God brings our way. It does not seem joyful for the moment. So, but the tribulation or the trial does bring around perseverance in our life and character and hope. And I should add here, Bill, that God is not indifferent to our pain, whether it's physical or emotional. He really gives us the grace to go through the trials we have. So when the verse says God gives us more grace, that's really what he's doing. He's giving a person who's in chronic pain more grace. We become more Christ-like. We're able to understand his sufferings more, not just to feel them more, but the point is that we can sympathize with, though he can sympathize with our weaknesses, as it says in Hebrews 4. And so, of course, he did that without sin.
Mm-hmm.
But the real kicker in that verse, though, is in Hebrews 4, is that, therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help time of need. So what that's saying is that we're going to draw close to him in prayer, and we'll receive that mercy and grace he promises.
Yeah. Mark, now, suffering is obviously somewhat mysterious. I mean, is it a possibility that God is allowing this suffering and he's designing it in such a way that he's building our trust in him? Because sometimes people come in closer to God, and other times people go, enough of you, God. I'm in too much pain. I can't see anything except my own pain.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's the whole idea of bitter or better. I mean, any trial, physical or emotional or otherwise, can take us in one or two directions. We can allow it to overcome us and overtake us, shake our fist at God and say, this is unfair. I'm not coming to you anymore, Lord, because you're not giving me the answers I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that brings up that health, wealth, and prosperity thing. I mean, should God just give us everything that we want? I mean, we know there's an end date on our life. And so we do all get old and we all break down. And so people that live in chronic pain may experience that earlier in life. But yes, we all have to have the right right attitude and right perspective on pain and how we respond to it. Otherwise, we will not learn the lessons that he wants to teach us in it, and that's a missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Mark, I want to ask you about a passage out of Galatians chapter 6 where, you know, basically says we suffer because of our own foolishness. We reap what we sow. What about some of the extreme sports and some of the things that younger kids are doing today that puts them really at high risk for injury? I mean, when we were growing up, we had tennis rackets, and then we played a little bit of hockey, and now some of the extreme sports and some of the things that kids are doing are really at a high risk for injury, and that can be something that can be chronic for their whole life. What do you think about all that?
Well, I've never participated in the high-risk sports. They didn't have them, like you said. You have to look at those sports as being, you know, there are certain people that are wired. They don't seem to be happy in life if they're not base jumping or doing something. I was just at a medical conference this last weekend. They had a whole lecture on base jumping. It's essentially throwing yourself off a cliff looking like a big bird or a bat and just floating down at light speed and hoping you don't crash on a pile of rocks.
Uh-huh.
But I think people have a mentality that they have to do those things, and whether it be skateboarding or other things, and certainly there's the thrill-seeking behavior that people have. And, you know, it's too bad that youth is wasted on, you know, the kids, the young people just got to do this, and their mind is just geared toward night. And people come in, and oftentimes chronic pain will set in, and but some of them, just shockingly, will always go back to their sport. They'll have to keep doing it over and over again. But I think finally it hits you between the eyes when you get to a certain age that I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. Mark, I've just so appreciated you coming on the show this morning on your birthday, and I just want to let everyone know it is your birthday, and you are in your prime. Oh, wait, 59 is a prime number, just so you know.
Well, that's a good way of putting it, Bill, and I just appreciate being alive. And just God give you another day to serve him, and appreciate everything you do on your show, too.
I love you, brother.
I love you, too. Let's get out on the court one of these days to prove that we still have it.
I look forward to that. Thanks, Mark. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. We'll take a short break and be right back. Thanks for listening this morning. So glad you're with us.